Yes, I feel kind of rusty, don't you? So like something's missing today.
A little rusty. A little rusty. This is a little different.
What day is it?
This is January 8th. Oh,
it's my birthday. It's his birthday!
Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome back to Real Talk Real Estate. First episode of 2019. First episode of what I'm calling Season 2.
Season 2.
Started off the show, I want to say October of 2016. Kind of just hit and miss there. And really wanted to get going. So last year we did pretty much an episode every single week. Going to try to continue doing that again this year. Because we want to make sure that we're coming at you with the best information. Keeping you up to date with what's happening in the market. And kind of letting you know what's going on in our lives. So today, with the first day of the new year, with the first episode of Real Talk Real Estate, I figured what we would do is hit it with a quick market recap and then kind of talk about the changes that we had in 2018 over 2017 as well. So, Greg, I'm going to let you kick it off real quick. Let me grab the notes real fast.
Let's grab the notes. I want to make sure I'm on the keys correct. I keep fumbling around here like it's our first one of this year.
So,
Patty. Hey, mom's watching.
There we go. Great. Good to see you, Patty. Hope you're doing good.
How's the hip?
I hear recovery's going well. I hope it continues to do so for you. So, first thing we want to talk about today is obviously stats of what happened in the market 2018 versus 2017. And then I'll kind of do a recap of what happened with the Aaron Advantage team, obviously, from being an individual agent in 2017 to going to a team last year. So I'll let Greg kind of cap us on what's been going on in the market.
Okay, first of all, it was another great year to buy.
Absolutely.
And I think we're going to see that coming in 2019. But in 2017, the average days of market, this is really what a lot of people are really interested in right off the bat, is it went from 64 days in 2017 down to 57 in 2018. So pretty significant if you're selling. And correct me if I'm wrong, but on the lower price points of like, let's say under 200,000, it was probably quicker than that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was actually one point in the year that we were looking at houses between like 135 to 175, and the average days on market for the market as a whole, like you were saying, was around 54, 55, 57. Average days on the market for some of those was like 9.
Right.
You know, 10 days on the market. So we really had a quick-paced moving market, several multiple offer situations for buyers when they were out there taking a look at homes. Pretty indicative of the low inventory that we've been having,
right,
which we might see expand a little bit in 2018, but still going to be a really competitive market.
Absolutely. So in 2017, we saw 6,702 houses listed, and in 2018, 6,724. So not a huge difference, just an increase of 0.32%.
Yeah.
And I think in 2019, we're probably going to see that number trend upwards, hopefully, as well.
Absolutely.
The number of houses sold in 2017, 5,636, and the number of houses sold in 2018 was 5,563. So down just 1.29%. But again, nothing to be alarmed about. It's really kind of at an equilibrium state there.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking like a difference of 70 houses. So we're almost flat on that right
now. Yeah. Okay. But here's the big one. This one caught my eye right off the bat is the average dollar that houses are going for now. If you are in the market to sell, it's a good time. In 2017, the average market price was sold for $146,646.
$666.
I don't like three sixes in a row.
Sorry, am I bad at running?
All right. Anyway, in 2018, that jumped up 5.25% to $154,370. So in 1 year, that's a significant increase in property values.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think is causing that?
You know, I think that was, again, kind of a trailing factor, the fact that our limited inventory has been going on. If you have high demand, which we continue to have, the demand has been really high, staying at a really high record level. Interest rates have stayed low. We've been in a position where it's a great time to buy.
Right.
And since there's not a whole lot of houses on the market, people are getting competitive and it's driving prices upwards.
And did I hear right this morning that the interest rates dropped back down to 4.5? So down a little bit?
Yeah, the interest rates are back down a little bit. We saw them get up to about 5.25% in some places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing them floating around 4.5, 4.75,
right,
kind of in that range right now. So interest rates have relaxed a little bit. We're still in a great time. If you were thinking about making a move, now's a great time to buy a home.
Historically, still great.
Yeah, historically, about half the average historical interest rate. So that's always great to see. And it's also obviously a fantastic time to sell. We're
right,
seeing homes that are hitting the market with short marketing times. We're seeing homes that are hitting the market, still getting multiple offers. Not quite as frequently as they were previously, mm-hmm. but it's the winter time. Sometimes that kind of lightens up a little bit. We've had the holidays. You're probably not having that quite as much. But I don't know if you've noticed, but today it's a beautiful, bright, and sunny 50 degrees outside. So there are still buyers who are out there and who are checking out homes. Right. And it's still a great time to sell.
All right. And as I preluded here, the average days on market 2017, 64 days, in 2018, 57%, 57 days, I'm sorry. That is down almost 11%.
Absolutely. And again, that's that supply and demand factor that we've been looking at. Now, all these numbers are coming from our entire MLS area, which is the Southwest Indiana Association of Realtors. We actually encompass an 11-county area. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. Vandenberg, Posey, Gibson, and Warwick are the primary four counties that are in there, but you've also got Spencer, Dubois, Knox, Pike. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else in there, but it's
Perry,
11 county area. So it's a large area that these numbers are going to. And these were all calculated based on the stats that are available today, January 8th, 2019, for January 1st through December 31st of 2018 and January 1st through December 31st of 2017 as the comparable dates.
So we're absolutely pumped about these numbers. And I think that in 2019, we're going to see the trend still continue. The lenders want to lend money. There's a good market. If you want to figure out how we can get you in your dream home to start off 2019, it's going to happen quicker than you can imagine. The spring's going to come. It's going to go. People are going to start spring cleaning and say, I don't have enough space.
We've already got people talking. I know Greg's got a listing that he's working on coming up here soon. Liz on the team, she's got people who are working on getting their house ready. I've had several people who have contacted me saying, hey, we're getting closer. We're getting ready. We're starting working on projects. So it's definitely going to be a great spring selling season. If you're a seller, it's going to be a great spring buying season because the inventory is going to open up a little bit. So 2019 is looking like it's going to be a good, strong year. So
options.
That's always great to see. So on top of talking about the market as a whole, I thought it'd be a great idea, kind of go through a big recap of the Aaron Advantage team and obviously the changes that we've gone through. Clearly, it's been some big changes over the past year. I have been fortunate enough to grow my business significantly from 2017 to 2018. And not only my business, but my team. I was fortunate enough to get this guy right here to actually sign on with me back in July last year to start kind of building out the team.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long already. It feels like it was yesterday. It just, time flies when you're having fun. And then on top of that, my assistant, Jen Lush, who's here watching today with a happy birthday message.
Thanks, Jen.
She got licensed this year, and we also brought on another agent onto the team as well, Liz Bays. So there are now four of us who are ready to help you with any of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, we've got every area covered in our marketplace that we are ready, willing, and pumped to come out and help you. So if you know anybody who's thinking of making a move, they just want to have a conversation, let us know. We're looking forward to helping anybody out this year that we can. Kind of wanted to break down. I don't want to go through all my stats of the difference between 2017 and 2018, but I do want to kind of talk about the number of families that we were able to help buy and sell homes and kind of where our sales were as well year over year. So in 2017, I was an individual agent, worked off by myself pretty much the entire year. I was able to help 36 families buy or sell a home in that year for just a little under $5.25 million in production. So awesome year. Couldn't have been happier. One of the best years I've ever had in the business. I also took on a management role at that period in time. So I started helping manage another office, training other agents, helping other people out. So it was an amazing year in my career. Couldn't have asked for anything more. 2018 kind of kicked off, was ramping up rapidly, already kind of getting into the beginning of the year. There was actually one point where, I want to say within the first quarter, I was within like 40% of what I had done the entire year in 2017. So I really started looking at expanding the team, which is where the conversation kind of came in with Greg getting on and everything else. And I was super stoked to get him in July. Last year, our team was actually able to help 50 families buy or sell homes, which was up 38.89% over the last year. What a tremendous growth in the amount of people that we were able to help. Couldn't do it without the referrals that you guys send our way. And then our business was up from $5.25 million to $8.2 million in sales, an increase of 56%. So
big stuff.
Big things have been happening. We've been excited to continue to see our business expand. We want to continue to do the things that we can to make sure that we're offering stress-free sales, because ultimately our goal is to make sure that you guys are as educated as possible, so you know everything to expect throughout the transaction. So you're not worrying about the small, simple things. We make it go as smoothly as possible. We handle everything on the back end. And it doesn't matter if you're buying your first home or your fifth home, any questions that you've got, we can answer them. And that's really where we set ourselves apart, is making sure that we're offering top-notch service through the systems that we have in place to make sure that all of our clients are taken care of.
I'm going to let Aaron take a breath here real quick. We can't reiterate enough. We cannot do it without your referrals. So everything that you guys have sent our way over the last year, thank you guys so very much. It's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least.
Absolutely. So this year coming up in 2019, we got a lot more of the same coming, which is always great to see, but we got a lot of changes that are coming up as well. We started our food challenge series back in October of last year. Still waiting on names from you guys. We need some ideas of what you want, whether that's Evansville Eats or anything else like that. Looking for an idea. So we're continuing in that vein this year. We're going to do one a month every month. First one of this year, January, is going to be a wing eating challenge.
My bread and butter.
This guy, he's thrown the gauntlet down, and he's like, hey, this is my thing, this is what we're going to do, but I'm going to hit him a little bit with the spice.
Former UE intramural wing eating champion.
And he never lets anybody forget that. Right. So sometime in January, we're going to go over to Wings Etc. here in Newburgh. They have the Wall of Flame Challenge. 16 wings sauced in their wall sauce, which is the hottest sauce that they have. Patty says no. She's not a big fan of us doing this, but I think it's going to be a good time. So we're going to try to knock those down. We'll stream that live, and we'll get that out to you guys. And then February 2nd, the day before the Super Bowl, we'll link to this in the comments to make sure this is out there, but it's the second annual Evansville Wings Festival.
Love me some wings.
And guess what? They also have a wing challenge. And Greg is certain he's going to win that one as well.
Did I say certain?
He's confident that he's going to do better than me, at least.
I'm 20 years out of my prime.
So those are a couple things that we have coming up. In addition to that, we're always continuing trying to do different stuff around the community, getting more video things out there. So if you know of any topics that you want us to be talking about in the next year, or you have any questions that you think we could really hit on, whether that's psychologically impacted properties or other stuff that we've discussed in the past that you'd like to hear more about, shoot us a message. Let us know.
Or if you have an event that's coming up that you'd like some just additional coverage of, we love working with not-for-profits and getting out there and trying to promote the activities that they're doing to help their not-for-profit succeed. Give us a shot. We love to come out and just give you some extra coverage. We've got how many followers now? 1,100?
A little over 1,100 people on the page. Always looking to get out and add more. So,
what do you think a reasonable goal this year is to hit 2,000?
I'd love to see this page hit 2,000. Yeah. So if you know anybody who's interested in the stuff that we're putting out, make sure that you like the video, share it with your friends to keep them up to date with everything that we're posting, and kind of just send them our way. We love engaging with the people who are the audience on this page. Ultimately, we do this for you guys, so we'd love to hear what you want. We'll do more of what you want. We'll do less of what you don't. Obviously, what you say goes. So keep us posted and let us know how we can help.
Absolutely. Hey, we got time for a joke before we head out today?
I think we got time for a joke. Oh, none of the ones we discussed at lunch.
No. What was it? It was about the octopus.
About the octopus?
Yeah, it was about the octopus.
I don't remember.
Something about, I'm sorry.
Today, live, this is why it's hard to do things live. You've seen it right here, right now. You got to remember your lines to get everything going.
It's something about tentacles and octopus and ticklish. And
how many tickles does it take to tickle an octopus?
I think that might be it.
Tentacles?
There we go. Awesome. Very good. So, thank you. I'm completely blank, people. Completely blank.
Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in today for our first episode of Season 2, the first episode of 2019. Real Talk Real Estate here on the Aaron Advantage. Can't wait to do more of these every week.
We're going to give them our phone numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Man, so, we are rusty.
Rusty. So, hey, at any point in time, if you got any information or any questions you have, or just know anybody who needs a realtor, you can give me a shout. 812-779-6273, or hit up Greg.
812-454-8103.
And we will be in touch. See you next week.